20 years ago, during my own journey through the seminary, I heard a definition of wisdom that I very much liked and have kept with me through the years, and that is that wisdom understands the parts of the whole with respect to the whole. I suppose it'd be a little bit like a mosaic, which is made up of thousands and thousands of little tiny pieces that all put together collectively go into making one big picture. So wisdom then, in understanding the parts of the whole with respect to the whole, in reference to a mosaic, it would mean the artist knows how each one of those little tiny pieces is going toward producing the effect of the big picture. In the context of our own life journey then, wisdom would be being able to understand the individual events and experiences of our day-to-day life in the context and from the perspective of the whole of our life, which is nothing other than the fact that our origin comes from God, from the Most Holy Trinity, and that our life is destined for the love of God, and that this is precisely what we were created for. And therefore, the wise person is the one who lives day to day, and all of their experiences, all the different events and things that happen to them in life, they understand in the context of who God is, and of what their purpose in life is, which is namely to live in communion with the Most Holy Trinity, or to live in the love of God. And this is really what the essence of wisdom is all about. In today's gospel, we hear the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, and we can very much see this theme of wisdom or of perspective being kept in place, which is to say, the wise virgins are precisely the ones who remember and keep before them what their purpose is for being there. They know that their purpose is to be there waiting with lighted lamps for the bridegroom's arrival, so that when he arrives, they are ready to enter into the feast with them. The foolish virgins lose their perspective. They lose their sense of purpose, and as a result, they allow their oil to run out, and therefore they are not prepared when the bridegroom comes. They really are an example of what happens in life when one loses perspective or when one loses the sense of one's purpose. And therefore, the wise virgins are the ones who stay prepared and understand what the purpose and meaning of their presence there is all about. In today's first reading, St. Paul tells us very clearly that Jesus Christ himself is the wisdom and power of God incarnate, which is manifested to us in the life of Jesus. And here we can really see how the wisdom of God is foolishness for man. Because God chooses to reveal and manifest his power not through a show of domination and force and of oppressing people, but rather through a self-emptying love by which he goes to the cross and gives himself completely to manifest the depth of his love for us. In his power, God shows himself to be fully in love with us, and he empties himself in order to manifest the depth of that love. In the world we live in, people prefer to manifest their power by a show of might, by a show of force, by being able to control and suppress people. And God, in his infinite wisdom and power, has no need, although he could, has no need to treat us that way. Rather, he treats us as his children in freedom, in love, and he manifests what his wisdom is all about. Lastly, today we also have a perfect example of this search for wisdom and love in the life of Saint Augustine, who lived in the latter part of the 4th century and the early part of the 5th century. And Saint Augustine, as he wrote in his autobiography, The Confessions, was really in a search in his life, searching for fulfillment, searching for happiness, and famously reached his conclusion to say that our hearts are restless until they rest in God. That is, when Augustine met Jesus Christ and understood who he was, pleasure recognized, described as latching on and coming to grasp what true wisdom really is. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, let us ask God for the grace of the gift of his wisdom, that we would always keep the perspective of our life, to know that we came from God, that we are destined for God and for his love, and that we would be able to understand the particular events and experiences of our life in the context of that same love of God.